Joining us to fill in the blanks is Josh Lederman of the Associated Press, who's been covering the story. In terms of scope, we know this is huge, but how is it different from the earlier hacks we've heard about, Josh?
Well, what we're finding out now, Gwen, is not only were many more Americans affected than we previously knew, but just what kinds of data. We're talking about very personal data that most people will be very uncomfortable knowing is out there. We're talking about people's health histories, their criminal histories, their educational and residency backgrounds, as well as interviews that they conducted with members of OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, or other people conducting background checks in the process of applications to get a security clearance.
In fact, all the kinds of information that we're warned to protect with our lives, social security numbers, biometric fingerprints.
That's right, as well as usernames and passwords that a lot of these applicants used as they were trying to get their applications.